Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner. Abner, tired and crippled up as I am from guiding them Priddle sisters and that hiking club up old Piney Mountain, you refuse to do me one tiny little favor.
Now, Lum, I told you a million or a thousand times I ain't refusing to loan you $20. I just ain't got it.
Wore out, injured, wounded, hurt, suffering, and you won't help me.
It ain't you that's suffering. It's your fictitious brother, Lou Ellen.
Well, it don't make no difference whether I was supposed to be Lum Edwards or my twin brother, Lou Ellen, yesterday. It was still me that had to climb that mountain.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting you're the same feller.
It's your move, Abner, if you want to finish this checker game.
Oh, just a second, Grandpap. Lum, now, it ain't that I don't feel sorrowful for you. I do.
Oh, sure, sure. I know this poison ivy I got all over me hurts you worse than it does me.
You ain't got no poison ivy on you. You just told them Priddle women that.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, I had to give them some excuse for Lou Ellen to stay home and let Lum call on them tonight. Granny, it's getting harder all the time to think up excuses so me and my make-believe brother don't have to be seen together.
Well, the real Lum's supposed to be in Kansas City at an inventor's convention. What you prattle to the Priddles.
But I'm supposed to come back this afternoon and go over to see Penelope and Fern tonight.
Oh?
I promised them I'd bring them something from Kansas City, and that's the reason I need the $20.
Well, I keep telling you I ain't got $20 cash. Elizabeth has hid the sugar bowl again.
Can't you write me out a check? She wouldn't know about that.
The checkbook is in the sugar bowl. Them checks are green, and it says bank on them. She thinks it's money.
Dad, blame it. Grandpap, do you think you could raise $20? If I could raise $20, I'd buy me and Charity a couple of railroad tickets to the poorhouse out in sunny California.
Well,
I guess I'll just have to sell my watch.
Now, who is he around Pine Ridge that's got $20 to give you for a watch?
Who is he around Pine Ridge that's got $20?
Check. Amen.
Uncle Henry Lunsford's got it, and he's across the street right now talking to Walt Bates. I'll be right back. Oh, howdy, Squire.
Well, oh, my good friend, what seems to be... Well, good afternoon, Admiral, Grandpap. What seems to be bothering Lum? He's run out of here like that.
Same old thing. Trouble.
Squire Lum needs $20 awful bad, and I ain't got it right now.
Well, why don't he get it from Mose Moots? Lum's working for him, isn't he?
Yeah, but Mose ain't paying him nothing. See, Lum's working out a $500 debt on account of the check that Lum gave Mose to get that brooch back was no good.
Abner.
Yes, what's that? Strain that through your chin whiskers again, Abner.
Abner, hit your move.
Well, wait a second here, Grandpap. Yes, I recollect the incident now very well. Lum got hold of a brooch that belonged to a crook, and the crook gave Lum a $500 check to get the brooch back.
That's right.
But Mose Moots had the brooch, so Lum had to give Mose a check. You mean that check was invalid, Abner?
That check weren't no good. So Lum got to work out the $500 for Mose.
Abner, hush up and let's get this checker game going.
Gentlemen, I hate to say it, but Lum Edwards is an idiot.
Amen.
In the first place, you should never take a check from a crook unless you're prepared to blackmail him. In the second place, Mose Moots is guilty of receiving money for stolen merchandise.
Well, Mose and Lum never knowed it was stole, though, Squire.
Grandpap, ignorance is no excuse. If it was, every jail in the country'd be empty. And furthermore, Mose Moots, the barber, that overstuffed cutthroat, is guilty of hiring child labor without paying any wages.
Lum ain't no child.
He's evidently got a 10-year-old mind, old Grandpap. Gentlemen, when Mose accepted that check, he became involved in a crime as an automatic accessory. And that makes him an auto accessory if I ever heard of one. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, Squire, quit having fun at Lum's expense.
Well, on the contrary, Grandpap, I'm going to have some fun at Mose's expense. I'm going to free Lum from the clutches of that thyroid chin scraper before you can say Jack Robinson.
Well, what have you got against Mose, Squire?
Grandpap, 3 years ago, I sold that greedy varmint some stock in a phony oil well. The well came in. I never got over it. Well, I'll see you gentlemen in about 2 minutes.
Abner, now you ought not to have told Squire about that check being no good.
Why not, Grandpap? You heard what Squire said. Maybe he can get Lum out of working for Mose anymore.
Oh, sassy frass. Now Squire's got something on Lum. and he'd be holding over Lum's head for the rest of the poor feller's life.
Well, he ain't got nothing on Lum, Grandpa.
He'll make Lum think he has, though.
He will, huh?
He can throw them legal terms around like confetti.
Yeah, I know that.
They don't mean nothing half the time, but they can might not scare folks to death.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Doggies, why can't I keep my big mouth shut?
Now, every time Squire needs a few extra dollars, he'll find an article in a newspaper where some feller got 50 years in the penitentiary for handling a bad check, and then he'll sell Lum some fire insurance or something.
Yeah, Dad, blame it all. I never thought about that.
I tried to hesh you up there a couple of times, but you wouldn't pay no attention.
I know it, Grandpap. I just forgot about talking to Squire. I'm an idiot. A full-fledged, double-deck idiot. Old Squire never leave Lum alone now. He'll unload every worthless piece of property he's got onto the poor old feller. He'll keep telling Lum how terrible the food is in the penitentiaries and how bad they treat him and all that.
Outright blackmail is what it'll amount to.
Oh, he'll do it.
Oh, that Squire is a varmint. A pigeon-toed knock needs seven-legged varmint. I just can't stand him. Gee! Wait.
My lands, he'll just worry and torment Lum to where the poor feller will more like to go out in the woods and hermit himself. Suicide himself. For the law me sakes, alive.
And not only that, you know what else Squire'll do? Besides selling him a bunch of stock in a Bolivian plastics mine or a Mexican jumping bean plantation.
Don't tell me, Grandpap. I hate myself enough right now.
I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll turncoat himself. I bet he's already done it.
Turncoat?
Sure. Side in with Mose. Help Mose sue Lum for not sticking to his working agreement over there at the barbershop.
He will, huh?
You just watch.
So, for the law me sakes, how will I ever explain it to Lum? Grandpap, maybe if I give Squire some money, he'll drop the case.
Now, you crazy, Abner. You offer Squire money and he'll haul you into a law court for trying to bribe him.
Yeah, Dad, blame him.
Or worse than that, he'll blackmail you, too. Get every cent you've got. Bleed you, wring you dry.
Oh, me.
Before you realize what's happened, that sign out there in front will say, Jot 'em down, store, skimp and moots proprietors.
We're ruined, Grandpap, ruined. That's all there to... Hey, Lum, I got something awful to tell you.
Oh, me, that's just what I need. Dad, blame that Uncle Henry Lunsford. He wouldn't give you 10 cents for the clock in the Grand Central Station.
Lum, Mose and Squire's gonna lawsuit us, take the store away from us.
Well, that fits in good.
Huh?
Nothing matters now, no way. I've just lost the only two women I ever loved. My one chance at happiness. And all on account of, in my hour of poverty, my fair-weather friends turned a deaf ear to my pitiful cry of need.
Well, now, Squire, you got your dirty work did in a hurry.
Oh, him.
Abner, I never dilly-daddle with an opportunity. Lum, I've got a semi-official paper here that requires your immediate attention. If you think you're in trouble, read this.
Oh, say.
To whom it may concern, I, Mose Moots, do hereby cancel all debts and obligations owed me by Lum Edwards. Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed monkey's uncle. I hereby cease and desist from annoying the said L. Edwards in any manner whatsoever as of now.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed, spavin-legged monkey's uncle.
I further realize I have wrongfully imposed on Mr. Edwards' services.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed, spavin-legged, hamstrung monkey's uncle.
And hereby reimburse him for services rendered to the extent of $20.
Well, I'll be a monkey's aunt.